You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Basically, the most popular question we would ever get for years was, who does my donor look like? What celebrity
is it? Last night, we established that there was some leakage in the capping statutes.
I just kind of chuckled and threw it back in my backpack.
Like, I don't know why Robert Shapiro did what he did, to be honest. I mean, if he's representing her ethically as an attorney.
I am a clown.
Giant douche nozzle.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Is Glenn Beck going to hell? Pastor William Rennick joins us. 877-876-PHIL. And our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. All I can tell you is pick up a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video every night. Lately, frankly, I've been worried that we're going to be losing subscribers. I have to be honest with you because I'm not dealing with life very well, I guess. 877-87. I mean, I've been losing my temper on the air. Not on the air, off the air. You know, everybody has heard the Casey Kasem tape. Casey Kasem, by the way, who I've met and know, is as sweet a man as you're ever going to meet. But everyone has heard, the audience has heard, people have heard the Casey Kasem dead dog tapes. And you would think that he's an angry and unhappy man. That's not true at all. He's a good guy, and he flipped out one day when something happened there in the studio that made him flip out. So, all right. I know you guys don't want to know what I'm talking about, so get a backstage pass, and then you will. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. Hear the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we will bring on Pastor William Rennick to talk here about the story this weekend. Now, I saw this originally, Pastor Rennick. And, of course, the first thing that went through my mind, I felt as if it was deja vu, as Yogi Berra says, all over again, because I thought about Rush Limbaugh. And I remember when I got the news about Rush losing his hearing, and I felt very bad. And when I saw this story here about Glenn Beck going blind, you know.
Well, you know, it's going to affect anybody. I don't think there is anybody, whether you're a liberal or you're a conservative, that got nothing to do with anything. It has to do with a member of the human race, a fellow broadcaster.
Yes, and you feel for them.
You feel for them. I will say to you that Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and all of these people, as much as God, you know, in the glory of God, as I've often talked about, should be celebrated every day. I have never been more despondent about the works of God than since Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh on these. And so it is a test for me to love my fellow man.
You feel with the advent of Rush and then Glenn Beck and others, and Rush's been around a long time, that you despaired?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because I felt that God was giving sway, he was giving voice to a destructive movement. I think God was allowing a destructive thing to happen. Now, I'm very aware, Phil, and I don't want anyone to get upset with me. I'm aware that people, everybody has a different opinion. And God bless this country for allowing people to have a different opinion. But I speak from my heart. As you know, I always have.
Right.
And I speak from my soul. Because there was a time in my life when I was lost, you know.
I know that.
There was a time in my life, and I don't mind telling people, that there was a time in my life when I was using that dope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I was using drugs, when I was behaving in a way that God would not smile upon me.
I know that.
And so, God saved me, you see. The blood of Jesus Christ saved me. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
And so, my joy and the love that has informed my life since that time has never been tested quite the way it's been tested since this man, Glenn Beck.
But, Pastor, let me ask you. That's just one man, you know.
I know that's just one man.
That's just one man, and that's, you have had a joyous experience.
That is my test, though. When I hear a man like Beck, when I hear that Limbaugh, that is the test. And I believe that never in my life would I ever have questioned the existence of God were it not for this man, Glenn Beck.
And you question the existence of God after everything that you say you just went through.
After everything, and that's why I brought that up, because I wanted you to know, and you know the story, and I want your audience to know, that I have walked up a very tortured road. I've come up a road that had all kinds of boulder and all kinds of rocks and logs and all kinds of impediment in my way. And I cast them aside. You know that.
Yes, I do.
I took them, I threw the rocks and boulders off the road, because I'm not going to let nothing keep me from where I was going. And then God said to me, get Glenn Beck. Now try to believe in me.
But what is it about Glenn Beck that makes...
Hold on for a minute, please. Phil, you know, just hold on for a minute, please. God sent me up a tortured road. I told you. I had to use the drug. I drank. I abused my women. I had nothing to do with my family. I was lost. God had turned his face away from me.
Right.
God had turned his face away from me. And then he resurrected me. As only God can. Bring me back from the dead. He bring me back from the dead, like he brought Lazarus back from the dead. And then he bring on Glenn Beck. And I say, God, why'd you save me? Only to test my faith in you.
Why does that test your faith?
Because that tests my faith. Because of the things that man says, Phil. Because of the thing that man stands for. Talking about racism, all this. That white man.
And all right, now, can we not go there?
We're not going to go there. I don't have to go there. I'm a black man, so that's where I go. You know, if you don't want me to go there, I won't go there. But I'm going to tell you something. That Glenn Beck, and may God forgive me for saying this, but I don't think God wants me to ask him for forgiveness. I think God has sent me a sign. When I heard that Glenn Beck was losing his eyesight, was going to go blind, I said, what I see them? That's right. I said, Lord have mercy, hallelujah.
You were celebrating that a man was losing his eyesight.
That's a direct sign from God Almighty. That's a direct sign from God Almighty. But when I was losing my faith, I didn't want to have nothing more to do with God.
When did this happen to you?
I didn't want to have nothing more to... When did it happen to me? When this man, this Glenn Beck, come along. That's what happened to me.
Like when?
When I said, what do you mean, like when? When the man come on, I heard some of this stuff this man talking about Obama being racist one day, and the next day he don't even know where Alaska come from. And
he know where Alaska come from.
He did say he didn't know where Alaska come from, right?
No, he said that we bought Alaska in the 1950s. He had his dates wrong. But I'm very, very curious. Why? So you're saying as soon as you came on the air, you lost your faith in God?
I lost my faith. I lost my faith that God was going to save the human race. I'd always felt that God was going to save the human race.
What about Jesus? Didn't Jesus come to save the human race?
Jesus came to save those that would be saved. Jesus came to save those that would be saved. But I always felt that being a Christian meant I'm going to try to save the rest, you know. I want to try to get out there. Jesus only going to say what he can say. Pastor William Lennox, I got other ideas. See?
Well, what do you mean you have other ideas? It's about Jesus, right?
Yeah, it's about Jesus, but Jesus is dead and gone. 2,000 years ago, that man got hung from a cross. The Romans said, all right, let's call it a day. Down the hill they went, right? Well, guess what? Pastor William Lennox come along. And I want to tell you something right now. You know, and Clara know, that I have healed people on my Saturday night prayer service. You know that, don't you?
I've heard people tell me. I've never been there, yes.
All right, and Clara know. And Glenn Beck I could put my hand on his eye. I could heal that. I could make Glenn Beck see.
Glenn Beck is not blind. You understand that?
No, but he's saying he's losing it. He said he's losing his eyesight, right?
Yeah.
And I think that God said to me, take heed and take substance from the fact Glenn Beck going blind.
Well,
Glenn Beck is going as blind as a bat. And I can see. I come on, and I can see.
Jesus would save him.
Through me. Jesus Christ is going to save Glenn Beck eyesight through me. Right? See, I'm not saying Jesus don't do the work, but who's he doing it through? Is he doing it through you? Phil, he's doing it?
No, he's not doing it through me.
He's doing it through Clarence? Doing it through me. Why? I'll tell you why. Because right as I was faltering, right at the last possible moment, when I said I've had it, I can't take it no more. I said, I give up. If you're going to make Glenn Beck on my TV every day, I don't think God loves us at all. I think this is the end of the world. Glenn Beck come on my TV, I looked at him, and I said, this is the end of the line for the human race. And the next thing I find out, Glenn Beck going blind. Oh, yeah, blind as a bat. And I know I can help him. But I tell you something right now, he's going to have to change some of this mess he talks about.
Pastor Rennick, I have to interrupt you here. Glenn Beck is not going to change what he's saying. He's not going blind. This was a condition diagnosed when he was young. He is incrementally losing his sight, but it's nothing profound.
No, the man come on and talk about losing his sight. I understand what he said.
But here's the bigger issue. He's not going to come to you to be saved.
Well, he's not going to come to me. If somebody said to Glenn Beck, Pastor William Rennick can restore your sight 1,000, 1,000,000%, I guarantee he's shag ass down here. You know he would. You know he would.
I think it's very sad that you find Glenn Beck to be a harbinger of God's lack of love for his children, and conversely, you find Glenn Beck's blindness or possible going blind a sign, a good sign from God.
Yes, I did. And you find that bad, huh?
I think you saying that is distressing, and claiming that you can cure his blindness. 877-876-PHIL. We're on the line with Pastor William Rennick, and we'll take your calls next at 877-876-PHIL as we talk about Glenn Beck and the possibility that he is losing his eyesight. I don't think that it's anything really serious. And indeed, the story that I'm reading here, and we'll play you Glenn making these statements this past weekend, but the story I'm reading here is not... certainly does not reflect of anything all that serious. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All right, now what is this?
That Electric Avenue. This is a song. If you heard this song before, Phil, it's about a young brother that is a Jamaican brother, and he's talking about lighting the night up against the destructive nature of the people. He's talking about we're going to go down Electric Avenue. You know, and that's what I'm saying about Glenn Beck. You know, he have to back off his racism. And
you really think Glenn Beck's a racist? I can't hear you.
Yeah, no, hold on for a minute. You can't hear me.
No. Can you turn it down a little bit? Say that again.
I think that Glenn, what I said to you is that Glenn Beck is going blind because of what he's been talking about. Now, you turn that off. The reason why I say that, Bill, is I look in the Bible, and when you sow the seeds of discontent, like Glenn Beck do, God did not favor you. Now, when God said, I'm going to make him go blind, he's sending me a message, Pastor William Rennick, a message saying, don't lose hope. Because I made that you know, white man go blind, so that you will have faith.
Wait. God didn't say made that white man go blind.
God speaks to everybody different. And you see, you don't want God to be a racist. God's not a racist, but God's going to speak to me the way he know I'm going to hear him. See?
But God said to you, I made that white man go blind.
God said, God speak to me the way I'm going to hear it.
Why would you want to hear it that way?
Not because it has nothing to do with me being a racist. It's the language that I use. I look at Glenn Beck, that's a white man. That's all. I'm not saying I don't like him for being a white man. There ain't nothing that I'm on a mistake about Glenn Beck being white. I may make a mess out of his politics, but he's a white man, says God made green apple. Says God made the first green apple.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. You know, some, we're all over the board here tonight with you, man. I'm not exactly sure I understand what your point is. Here is Jason in San Francisco listening on KNEW. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just think the pastor here is just giving the complete wrong attitude. I mean, as far as Glenn Beck is concerned, you sound like you are both the same type of person. You went through a bad stage of your life. Glenn Beck went for a bad stage of his life. I would think at this point, you, with your feelings towards him, especially with your spiritual background, would be more of well-wishing and not towards of hatred. Like, I mean, I hear a lot of hatred in your voice, man.
No. I don't hate the man so much as I don't believe he's good for God's children. Now, look, God's going to judge him, not me. God's not going to say, Pastor Renick, would you judge Glenn Beck? He's going to judge him. But right now, it's
well,
not on this world.
You got to realize is that you got to realize that God's
going to... I say to God, why'd you let this white man come and say the thing he say, you know, that make me doubt you live, you know?
Well, God's going to
And then you said... I'm sorry, go ahead,
like,
Jason.
God's going to judge you like God judges Glenn. I think, you know, the things that you're put... bottom line, it's not for you to judge Glenn. It's for you to be the man of God that you say you are and use your faith to wish him well, whatever he's going through, just like he would probably do the same for you.
That's right. I said I would heal him. He'd come to my church. I would put my hands on his eyes. And make him
you
see.
Can't heal. No. You cannot heal him.
Through God. Through God. God put his power in me. I can make that man see. Now, I've done that on my Saturday night prayer circle. And my wife's seen it. Everyone's seen it.
Are you telling me that you're inviting Glenn Beck down to your church?
I'm not inviting Glenn Beck. Not going to come to my church. But I'm just saying, if he did, that's my love for him. I will open his eyes.
How are you supposed to heal him? And you're supposed to be a man of faith, but you don't. You don't seem like you have the faith to actually do him any good doing.
No,
It sounds like your faith is glad that this is happening to him, as far as instead of any kind of healing or towards.
Right. That's a good point. Yet you sound really.
I am now. Look, I'm up until I am glad that he's going blind. I'm glad. It was a red-letter day when I found out he's going to be blind, stone-cold blind. And I realized that was God saying to me, look, I take care of things, see? You don't have to be upset, I take care of things. Now that I feel good, even though I hope that man goes stone-blind, God can work through me.
Why? I mean, this man just said, if you don't have faith, how can you possibly use God's power to heal Glenn Beck?
Because God can move through me, even though I hate Glenn Beck's guts, see, and want him to go stone cold blind, like John Garfield in Pride of the Marines. I don't know if you've seen that, but he got a grenade right in the face, you know. So,
oh God, man! I mean, so you hate his guts,
right?
Even though you're a man of God,
I don't really hate him, but I don't like what he says, and so God's going to use me. Think about how perfect that is. A preacher who almost stopped believing in God because Glenn Beck came on the TV. Now he's believing in God again because Glenn Beck could go stone cold blind. And God says, you're perfect. I'm going to use you to heal Glenn Beck so he, you know, his eyeballs work. That don't make sense to me. That makes perfect sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Makes sense
God
to me.
Using you, Matt. I don't think God, you're the one that God's supposed to use.
Thank you very much, Jason. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Pastor William Rennick.
Let me ask you, what is it about I'm going to put my hand on Glenn Beck's eyeballs and heal him that you don't understand?
I just don't think you can do it. I'm not even saying that I don't believe in faith healing. I'm saying you can't do it if you, a mere few years ago, didn't even believe God existed.
Now I do, since Glenn Beck is going blind.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show here with Pastor William Rennick as we talk about the story here. And I want to get to some of what Glenn Beck had said. It's probably a story that is not quite as dramatic as it sounds, but it is very interesting.
I want to play that song, though.
Right, I understand. But if we can get the backstory here on what this story is about, then I think we're a long way toward. Okay, what are we doing now?
No, I want to. This is the song, though, that I was telling you about. And Bud Dickman.
Yeah, this is the song about Get On It. Get On It.
Yeah. See, this is. I was going against this kind of music. But he says, get down on it. I don't understand how they get away with that, you know. So I've a long time I have preached against the sin of man. And I use the sin of man to get down on it. Hey, look at that. You think I'm gonna dance? I ain't dancing that. He's talking about dropping down on something, you know. I think that's it, you know. That's got nothing to do with it.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? Turn that off, please. Turn that off, please. What are we talking about?
Where'd the music go?
I turned it down.
I don't know. All right, well, that blows that segment.
No, it doesn't blow anything. We're talking about... I'm gonna get to some of this audio here from this past weekend. If you don't mind, turn off, please, Bud, turn off the get down on it. Thank you. Liberals might believe that Glenn Beck has been blind all along, but now the television talk show host says he is suffering from macular dystrophy and may actually lose his sight. Let's listen. It's really not as dramatic, I don't think, anyway, as some people would lead us to believe. At an event this weekend, Glenn Beck claims he may be going blind. The audio was recorded by an audience member here. It's less than optimal, but we'll try and tweak it up there for you.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to the doctor because of my eyes. I can't focus my eyes. So I went to the best doctor I could find while I could still go to the best doctor I could find. And he said, you have macular dystrophy. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, it's kind of full range. You could go blind in the next year, or you might not. I said, did you just charge me $1,000 for knowing what I already knew my whole life? You're a doctor like I'm a doctor, aren't you?
Okay, and here is the second part. He starts to cry while discussing his faith.
If you know God, it is the greatest blessing you will ever, ever know. I was lost, but now am found. I was blind, but now I see. It is the greatest blessing.
That's very powerful.
Let me tell you something about that. And this is what I'm talking about. The man lied.
He did what?
I said that man lied. Let me tell you why he lied. That Glenn Beck is a liar. And he's going to get up there and talk about, he said he knew all along his whole life that he's going to lose his sight because he knew he had that macular, that dystrophy that he got, right? You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what I'm, what are you saying?
I'm saying, he said, I went to the doctor, the man said, I'm going to go blind. I said, well, you already told me something. I know I'm going to go blind.
No, he said, the doctor said to him, you could go blind and you could not. He said, I just paid you $1,000 for something I've known my whole life. I could go blind and I could not.
No, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did. I could play it again.
I know what he said, but what he meant to say, what he's saying there is, when he was a little tiny kid, he got diagnosed, so he know what he got, and he lied to those people in that auditorium this weekend, and you want to give Glenn Beck a pass.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I don't want to give him a pass. I'm just saying that Glenn's not lying there. He said that he's known his whole life. Any of us would know our whole lives that we could go blind or we could not.
No. There's no way. There's no way. I'm telling you now, if Glenn Beck come to my church, I heal his ass. Okay, I'll forget all about what he say about black people. I'll heal his ass.
Well, he's never... What has he said about black people?
Oh, come on, man. You know something? I know you're smarter than most people. You can't be that stupid. You can't be that stupid. Every time I say that, there's got to be one man say, well, what did he say? What did he not say? He said that Obama is a... He called everybody the N-word.
No, he did not.
Well, he might as well have. Some of the stuff that he talked...
Well, you know what? That's what I call... You're hoping that you hear that word come out of that man's mouth. 877-876-PHIL. Ann in Portland, Oregon. Ann, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead, please.
Well, I have several points to make. This man, he says...
I can barely hear the young lady. If she could speak up a little bit, I'd very much appreciate it.
Can you speak up, Ann?
I am speaking up as loud as I can speak. And not
okay,
yell.
Go ahead, please.
I don't yell.
Go ahead.
This man says, I hate Glenn Beck. Well, you can't. No one can hate anybody and enter into heaven. And another thing is that he keeps calling it his church. And it isn't. If it was the right church, if it was through Jesus, it is Christ Church, not his church. And he said, and the Bible says, many in that day will say,
I don't think so.
Many will say in that day, talking about.
I'm a preacher. I've got my preacher. I've been a preacher.
Many.
I know, but I got my preacher.
You haven't learned how to listen to anybody else, though, have you?
Well, but you don't know. You're telling me a bunch of mess that you have not. You haven't read up on it.
You don't want to hear, do you? What I'm saying.
I've heard you. I listened to you. And everything you say is
you
wrong.
You haven't heard me at all.
You said a man. Yes, I have. I heard you just say, just now, that Jesus Church is this and Jesus Church is that, and you can't do this and you can't do that. So you're telling me all this stuff. I said, well, what's your credential? How can you tell me these things?
Well, she's reading from the Bible.
Well,
I'm a follower of Jesus. And I'm speaking to this man on the phone that has the show, and I want to express to him and to the people that you've already expressed to.
What do you think about me healing Glenn Beck?
I don't think much about you at all.
Don't you think that's love? You don't think that?
Pardon?
You don't think it's love that I want to heal Glenn Beck? I want to touch his eyes and make him see again. He's bawling like a baby.
You know what? I have very, very, very little sight in one eye and none in the other. And I wouldn't come to you even if you could make me see, because the Bible says many in that day will say that, say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't I cast out demons and didn't
I
do
so
this?
Sorry.
And didn't
I, you know, I love you, but this is what I say about that one good eyeball. You know why I did that? You know,
that was the rudest thing I've ever heard.
I had to do it. God told me to do it. You know why?
You know what? You're lying.
Because you
and
are speaking
you are
a whited sepulcher now. You are speaking like the whited sepulcher, and you're speaking from the Bible, and you're talking all this mess like you live it, like you are better than everybody else. I know I'm a sinner. Do you know you're a sinner?
I know I'm a sinner saved by grace.
All right.
And I know that the things that are coming out of...
Judge me because I belch.
I can judge you
because you belched. I can judge you.
Why can you judge me?
Because I'm not necessarily a Christian, and I think you're being rude to this lady as she is trying to talk, and that was a horrible thing to say when she admitted that she's losing sight, to say, this is what I got to say to your one good eyeball.
Well, that's a lot.
Now you go ahead, Ann. Say what you want to say.
Well, the Bible says many will say to me in that day, talking about Judgment Day, didn't I cast out demons? Didn't I do many wonderful things and gifts and healing people and everything in your name? And he's going to say, I never knew you.
They got that up.
and he's going to, Jesus is going to say, I've never known you. And this is a man.
Story, not that gay stuff.
This is
Excuse
a man
me, Pastor Renick, we can hear you.
Sorry.
This is a man that I can tell by what comes out of his mouth that he's never known Jesus, and Jesus has never known.
He's full of
Well, hold on. Would you shut up? Excuse me. I'm sorry, Ann. What are you doing?
Listen to Jeff Beck.
We can hear everything.
Oh, sorry.
Well, all I can say is that I would not even, I wouldn't go to him if he could heal me, because he's not of the Lord.
Ann, I was thinking about healing you, but I've decided I better not.
You know what? I've learned more since I've been blind about life. I wouldn't go back to sight if I could, because I am learning so much by walking in the light. I walk in the light. I walk by faith, not by sight.
And say that again?
It's been a blessing.
You know what? I learned I had hemorrhoids. I learned from that, but I don't want to every time sit down.
You know what?
Keep learning.
The Bible says not to talk coarsely, too, and you are a very coarse man. The Bible says to watch your speech.
You ain't found one thing about me you like. You ain't found one thing about me you like, and it still will before midnight.
Well, you'll find out.
Well, thank you, dear, for being with us. I really appreciate your call. It's been very nice. You're a very nice lady, and I apologize for Pastor Renick.
Wait a minute. Don't talk about me like I'm not here just because I'm black.
That's got nothing to do with that. This is what I got to say to your eyeball.
Oh, get over it, will you?
That was the crudest thing.
Ann didn't care. She thought it was funny.
Anyway, Ann, thank you very much, dear. All right?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. And
well, you know something? You just made me look like the back end of a horse with that young lady.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here, I'm doing, you know, I got my timing down, I'm giving her the word, and you were so sorry. You made me look like an ass. You know, she was all, I almost had her, you know.
All you're doing, you know, that woman, she can barely hear you, she's lying. Look at man, she's on the phone, she's all about Jesus, and that's cool. I thought that's what you were.
Sure I am, but a guy's got to have laughs. I'm sorry.
Get him off the phone tonight. What's his problem? And early city got a 24-pack of Coca-Cola. He got a 24-pack of what?
Coca-Cola. Yeah, I got a Coca-Cola. What?
Coca-Cola. 877-876-PHIL. Still to come, a sperm bank like celebrity pictures to categorize the donors. Meaning, if you go in and you're a woman and you want to have a baby and you want to know what the sperm donor is going to look like, they'll pull out a bunch of pictures of movie actors, movie stars, and celebrities. And you can say, oh, I like that one, as he holds up a picture of Regis Philbin. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Can I come in the car?
Nope.
Boy, that's a chip.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Thank you, Pastor Renick, and Colleen Kristen Brewster we had on the show tonight. Boy, I haven't talked to her in about 10 years. She's still doing her bulimia cruises, and I don't care whether she wants me to use the words bulimia, throw up, puke, or not. I ain't saying it's just called drop the weight. And the food comes out of your stomach when it feels like it, and you've opened the gate. It's called throwing up.
She's not, yeah, but that's not the way it's supposed to be said.
I know if I was, she's not on the show, man.
She hasn't bought no airtime or anything.
It doesn't matter. She's on a show trying it out.
Well, she tried it out, and I guess she ain't going to buy my show, okay? Because I ain't going to be on here saying, you know, whatever it is she says she wants me to say, man.
Say all you got to say is, excuse me. She said, oh, you got to
belch here, man. What's with you guys belching?
Man, he's done. Just because Renick doing it.
No, but all she's going to say is, all you got to say is don't say puke.
listen, bud, I'm not, number one, doing a fake interview with an advertiser so people think it's a real interview and it's actually somebody paying me to be on my show. B, I'm not going to have that person tell me what words I can or cannot use. C, all of the above.
What's that mean?
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Man, I'm going to belch. You think it's funny, don't you? You belch, Rennick belches.
I got one off. I got a good one.
Sarah Palin uses Twitter to criticize Ground Zero Mosque. Gets slammed for poor grammar. This is a story, folks, that is a big, fat, just a big, greasy waste of your time, I'm telling you. Some guy over here at the Daily News, somebody else at the Wall Street Journal, some other guy, not the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, some other fruit ball, all these cats got together and flipped out over the fact that Palin did something that everybody else does, which is she wrote something bad and so she erased it and put a better thing in there. In other words, how many times have you been on Twitter, have you written something that was misspelled? Oh, oop, got to delete that, do it again. Wrote it again, misspelled, oop, got to delete that, do it again.
You've probably done it like 100 times or something.
What does that mean?
You probably think you're stupid or something? No, but you told me that you're always having to delete.
One time, yeah, especially in the morning. If it's early in the morning and I'm tweeting something, I don't know why am I sitting on Twitter early in the morning when I can barely see and all I need is coffee and all I want is something to eat, right, some breakfast. Am I sitting on Twitter? But yeah, you know, you'll erase it. Well, Palin did it and it made big news. Here's what she wrote. Peace-seeking Muslims, please understand Ground Zero Mosque is unnecessary provocation. It stabs hearts, she tweeted. Please reject it in the interest of healing. Well, she didn't like that, so she erased it, and she put up another one. She erased that, and she put up another one because she misspelled a word. So the point being that it's starting to get a little embarrassing here. I mean, I don't mind if you've got a problem with Sarah Palin and you have articulated what the problem is and we can move on from there. But some of these guys that are obsessed with this chick to the point of dull, man. You know what I mean? Everything with Palin. Schuster, that guy over at MSNBC, that Four Eyes, that guy Olbermann, all these guys with this Palin, man, till you want to throw up.
Yeah, but she ought to know how to spell it and everything.
What are you talking about? She doesn't know how to spell it.
If she's going to be the president of the United States? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if she's the president. She don't have to learn to use Twitter.
Well, she may. Obama has a BlackBerry.
Obama does, huh?
I mean, Obama does.
Obama's got a BlackBerry. Okay, does that mean he's on Twitter?
Why does he have a BlackBerry?
Because there's other stuff he can do on a BlackBerry.
Oh, my God, man. You think the reason why Obama got a BlackBerry is because he's on Twitter all the time? Damn, man.
All I'm saying is, if she's going to be on Twitter and she's going to be the president of the United States, people better, they don't want to know she can spell.
I don't give a good sweet. Hey, bud, if I'm going to vote for somebody's going to be president, okay, of the United States, and I'm going to judge on whether they can be president of the United States, on whether they can freaking spell on Twitter, are you high?
I don't even understand you. You're talking all about how dumb this guy is or how dumb somebody else am, and then she comes along and sounds like an idiot, and you're all in love with it.
He's in love with it?
In love with it? What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, you probably think, well, why do you care?
Why do you care, man? I know why you hate her, because your girlfriend hates her.
Yeah, Vivian doesn't like her.
Yeah, what Vivian says, that's where Bud goes.
Yeah, man, you know, she got a ring to your nose, man.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, it's exactly why you hate Palin, because your girlfriend hates Palin. You don't know why you hate Palin. You know, you can hate Palin, but don't hate her because she can't spell on Twitter, you jackball. God.
That's not why Vivian hates her.
Why does Vivian hate her?
On account of the stuff she says.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's really clear, man.
The former governor of Alaska has something to say to Muslims in New York. Stop the Ground Zero Mosque. That's what she wanted to say. But she originally wrote, slop the Ground Zero Mosque. And so Michael Sheridan of the Daily News, he got a screenshot of it. And he's all just like, you know, thumbing it there at the Daily News, man. Why don't you find a life? I mean, find one fast. It may take a few archaeologists. You may have to go on Nat Geo, man.
You got to go on Nat Geo and find a life.
Oh, look at him all laughing about it now. It's not clear what sparked Palin's post regarding the mosque, which came on the heels. It's not clear what sparked them, because she's a politician and she's a public personality in terms of the political scene, and that's why she was talking about it. Are you an idiot or something? The answer, yes. And I thought the Daily News was all in the bag with the Republican Party, dude. Anyway, which came on the heels of Tea Party leader Mark Williams getting kicked out of his position over an offensive blog post he wrote regarding colored people. Palin had also criticized... Dig that. You see how they tied in Palin with the Tea Party dude who said colored people? Wow, man. This stuff ain't even... There's not even a little bit of subtlety, man. It's like out there. There's no more reporting. Palin and her stuff about the mosque has got nothing to do with some dumbass named Mark Williams talking about colored people, or does it?
I don't know, man. I mean, I ain't saying I'm going to blame her for that. I mean, I don't like her either, man. I'm going to blame her for that.
Yeah, but she was on a Tea Party.
Yeah, she's been to the Tea Party. But don't you understand, man? Just because she went to the Tea Party and spoke at one of their events doesn't mean that she's down with their stupid-ass leader. Forget it. We'll be back.
Yeah, see, you're all... See, you got caught.
Caught at what, man? I'm not caught at anything. 877-876-PHIL. Coming back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And moonshine is suddenly the thing among young people. I don't know.
Phil, hey, you, bud.